A big part of the country's oil and gas production takes place in the area hit by Hurricane Katrina, and the approach of the storm sent energy prices to record levels this morning. Oil prices surged briefly above $70 a barrel, and natural gas rose 20%. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, the energy industry is waiting to find out whether the storm caused lasting damage to the refineries and oil platforms in the Gulf.
As the storm approached the Gulf Coast this morning, economists were already speculating about its potential impact. Chris Varveras, president of Macroeconomic Advisors, says the storm's reach could be even greater than it appears.
It's likely to have significant impacts, obviously, on the regional economy, but these could be large enough even to have some impact on the national economy, at least for a temporary period.
The reason is energy. The importance of the Gulf to the nation's energy industry can hardly be overestimated. About 35% of the oil produced in the United States comes out of the Gulf, as does about a quarter of the natural gas consumed domestically. The waters of the Gulf are home to numerous drilling platforms. Daniel Juergen is president of Cambridge Energy Research Associates.
These platforms are made to withstand huge pressure, huge waves, the sort of onslaught of the elements. But as we saw last year with Hurricane Ivan, these really do test the integrity of the structures.
As the storm approached this weekend, many energy companies shut down their facilities in the Gulf and evacuated their workers. Mark Stoltz is a spokesman for the Natural Gas Supply Association.
We won't know how much damage there actually is until we can get helicopters back out there to do a survey and take a look at the structural integrity of those platforms.
The Gulf Coast is also home to a large number of oil refineries, and many of them are at risk of flooding or other damage. The possibility that refineries could be shut down for an extended period is a big concern in the oil industry. Refining capacity is already extremely tight around the world, and in recent months, any threat to a major oil refinery has sent prices sharply higher. Daniel Juergen says that's one of the reasons the hurricane sent oil prices soaring.
Depending on how bad it is in terms of damage, this could be yet another major shock to an already fragile global oil supply system.
And that could be a blow to the nation's economy, especially at a time when energy prices have already risen steadily. And fear about the storm's impact sent stock prices down somewhat early in the day. But as the morning wore on and the storm was downgraded, oil prices finished the day up a little more than a dollar. That's still a record finish, but many traders seem to end the day a little less anxious than they began it. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.